Welcome to the SG Engage podcast, where it's all social good all the time. Sit back and relax as the brightest minds from across the social good community engage with trends, big ideas, and best practices to help you drive impact.
So I'm Rachel Hutchison, and I have the honor and pleasure of leading corporate social responsibility for Blackbud. I'm joined today by two wonderful people to talk about the role of the Sustainable Development Goals. First, I have Tiffany Washington, who is the Impact and Integration Lead for DTE Energy Company. And also joining us today is Alexis Fish, Senior Business Analyst with Blackbud. So welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
So, first thing I'd love to do is have each of you tell us a little bit about yourselves and your roles.
Great. This is Alexis Fish, and I work for Blackbud advising clients on their impact measurement across the board. Whatever technology they're using, they'll come to us first to figure out the best way to use that technology to help implement their SDGs and measure their impact overall.
Okay. Tiffany?
And I lead the impact and integration team at DTE Energy. We are a energy company based in Michigan, headquartered in Detroit. And I started there in the finance team and quickly moved over to the public affairs group, where I helped work on the strategy of creating our CSR programming. Then I did some meandering through finance and came back to the foundation where I worked on the foundation strategy. Mm-hmm. And because of the work on the strategy, I moved into a newly created team called Impact Integration, because that was the heart of my work on the foundation, was creating a space where we can have more impactful programming. But my background is finance and corporate strategy. Mm-hmm. And I worked many years in the media industry for a company with a very strong CSR focus.
Wonderful. Yes. So that's a really wonderful array of skills that you're bringing to your role. So, Alexis, I'm going to start with you, and I'd love to just start with the basics. So what are the Sustainable Development Goals, and why are they so important?
Great question. So in September of 2015, 193 world leaders agreed to these 17 global goals for sustainable development. So if these goals are completed, it would mean the end to extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change by 2030.
Well, that's awesome. I know I love the Sustainable Development Goals. I actually think I'm the only person at Blackbud that has a soccer ball in my office with the goals on them. It's a UNDP product. It's amazing. I used to play soccer, so both of my loves together, SDGs and soccer. So, adding on to that, Alexis, what's the role that social good organizations can play with the SDGs? So we've got this structure of the 17. So what's next?
So one of the reasons why the SDGs are interesting for companies is that the world envisioned by the SDGs would secure and or enable a more flourishing market environment overall. So, for example, there'd be more prosperous people, better educated workforces, continued existence of natural resources, you know, and more stable societies with more stable market conditions. So these are really promising prospects for any global company. These social good organizations can really help drive progress forward to reaching the goals in three main ways. So first of all, they can align their mission and giving practices with the SDGs by choosing the ones that fit them best. Second, they can use the alignment to help them identify good nonprofit partners. And third, they can clearly communicate their goals, not only in their own sustainability report, but also becoming a partner and submitting their data to the UN to enable an accurate assessment of progress towards these goals.
Yeah, so it's interesting you mentioned the sustainability report. So you know, being at Blackbud, that we're on a journey with our own reporting, and we're about to release a second report. And we really thought hard about how do we introduce the SDGs and talk about our giving programs through that lens, which was a bit of a challenge for us because we offer so much choice. But it was a challenge we kind of actively took on, and I think it's a really interesting journey for us in the future. So, Tiffany, why is aligning to the goals so important to you at DTE Energy Company?
For a few reasons. One, we are a company that appreciates benchmarking, metrics, data, scorecards. We're a very capital intensive company, so we put a lot of focus on measures. And the SDGs, for one, it helps provide some benchmarking and common and best practices within the CSR industry. And two, it gives us a common language that kind of ties together all of our reporting. So people report on GRI, you have ESG reporting, yep. And this is kind of an umbrella, and we look at it as tying everything together. And then thirdly, it helps us hone in on our own metrics. So it provides a gut check. If we think about the programs that we are engaging in and the metrics that we use, a lot of them are very analogous to the SDGs, to the Sustainable Development Goals and targets. So do our metrics align with those? Are we tracking the right things to gauge our progress?
So how'd you get started? I mean, this is an important journey. So do you have some thoughts about the process you went through that would help others?
Well, we started our SDG journey really on the foundation side. So when I was working on the strategy for our company's foundation, we really wanted to demonstrate the outcomes of our giving. And we went through a year-long revision process, and it resulted in new goals and targeted focus for the foundation. And so when we were looking for new metrics, we thought that the best way to do that was align with the SDGs, because we didn't have to reinvent the wheel. There are metrics already out there that we can use to gauge our progress. And so because of that, we wanted to start incorporating the SDGs on the corporate side as well in our CSR programming and volunteerism.
So how are you involving your nonprofit partners in this process?
So when we worked on the foundation, we let our nonprofit partners know early on that we were making changes. So I would definitely recommend that. Communicate early and often every time you do meet with a nonprofit partner. And then when we did start the work of, we were close to rolling out our new strategy and new metrics and all the systems that came with it, we had focus groups with our nonprofit partners across all the different giving areas so that they can weigh in as well. When we rolled out Black Vault Outcomes, we asked them to come in and test with us so that we could introduce the system to them, and then we could also get feedback. Yeah. So I think they felt a little bit more comfortable because they were involved, and we asked for feedback.
Yeah, you were co-creating this together, and that's so important to understand the perspectives they're bringing. And I'm sure they raised things that were unique and that you might
absolutely
not have thought about.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'd love to ask both of you, maybe Alexis, you first. Do you have any advice for organizations that want to align with the SDGs, how funders and grantees can work together to measure their impact?
So we work with many clients to assist them in engaging in community surveys and data analysis to understand what is currently happening in the sectors they want to have an impact. It's really having that accurate baseline data and open conversations, like Tiffany said, has led to philanthropic organizations successfully partnering to move the needle forward. So the strategy that you went through, we've seen in our work sitting in the center of helping all these different corporations be a great method for moving forward.
Tiffany?
Exactly. Clear goal setting, I would say. Figure out, before you even start talking about the goals, look at how you want to show up. What do you want to stand for as a corporation? How do you want to show up in your societal engagement? And once you know that, determine what that looks like, what kind of changes will you see occurring, and then you can choose your measures. And because most likely you are already choosing measures that will align with the SDGs. So once you fit, the hard part is setting your own priorities. Mm-hmm. And once you do that, aligning with the SDGs will come. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely recommend getting your strategy first for how you want to show up. And then communicating and reporting, get a plan for reporting and communicating. So it's one thing to align with the SDGs. The second thing to figure out how you're going to report on them. Mm-hmm. Do you join the Global Compact? What do you do? Mm-hmm. How do you show or contribute to this larger initiative, this larger movement? And then how do you communicate that externally? Do you address it in your sustainability report? Are you going to put it on your website? And to what extent, how deep are you going to go? So try to do a little upfront planning, I would say.
Yeah,
very important.
All about communication. It's amazing how much you can focus so much on the project or the effort and then not communicate. And you really do have to communicate over and over and over again, internally
Absolutely.
And externally.
Absolutely.
So people know what you're doing.
What I did do to introduce the SDGs, the language of the SDGs internally, one of my interns wallpapered our conference room in SDG language with the goals and how they align with our giving, just to kind of give a visual to employees. So we started introducing it that way to employees because we didn't really call out the SDGs proper.
Yeah.
What we did was we started talking about the concepts. Mm-hmm. And getting buy-in to those concepts. So we tried little fun things to visually get people used to that language.
It's so interesting. So we had the Millennium Development Goals before
this.
But a lot of individuals just didn't know about them. And I had the pleasure a couple of years ago of meeting the gentleman whose firm, and he personally worked on the actual design of the 17 SDGs and the colorful, iconic images. Very, very simple. A whole lot of thought went into that. And it's so beautiful because you can really connect to them as a person. My 84-year-old father can connect to them as a person. Organizations can connect to them. There's really a place for everyone in them. And that's just the beauty of really well-done design. And they're so colorful and attractive and appealing that they really do draw you in, which I think was really masterful on their part.
Agreed.
Okay, so one final question for both of you. Alexis, you first. What resources are out there that you want to recommend that organizations can look to when they're looking at incorporating the SDGs into their work?
So that's one of the great things about the SDGs that you just even touched on, including the colorfulness of it, in that all of the UN SDG materials are free. They are open resource. So going to the website first is an excellent place to go. There's a mapping tool where you can go in and type in what you would like to measure, and it will bring up a list of suggested SDGs for you, which is a great starting point. The other thing that I'd like to call attention to is that the UN SDG NTE mapping tool, so it was created in 2017 by Global Impact, Blackbaud, the Council on Foundations, and Candid to provide this comprehensive resource that maps giving and volunteerism using the IRS National Taxonomy of Exempt Entities, so that NTE code, and the UN Nations International Classification of Nonprofit Organizations, the ICNPO, to classify the activity and programs of charities to connect them with the SDGs. And there are other mapping tools like that, whatever benchmark measures you're using currently, to then align that with the UN SDGs are fabulous as resources.
Yeah, and I know initially some people said, oh, but I don't fit there. There's a place for everyone. But that mapping really helped figure that out. So, Tiffany, what resources would you suggest?
So, in addition to the official list, which we stay grounded in because we like the narrowness of that, because we know that every initiative won't fit. So we do refer to the list of targets by the UN directly. The various taxonomies that exist, so Blackbaud, we have used the Blackbaud taxonomy, and we've used the SDG Compass. It's called a guide for business action on the SDGs. We found that extremely helpful. There is a report called Business Reporting on the SDGs, a global guide for putting the SDGs to work. And if you are in the financial industry, the SDG investment case is a wonderful tool.
Well, these are wonderful, great resources. You all really know your stuff. And if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't gotten started yet, you've got some great first steps of where you can go. So I want to thank you, Tiffany, and you, Alexis, for joining us today on the SG Engage podcast and talking to us about the Sustainable Development Goals. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.